This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Joe Biden has called it a lid on the rest of the campaign. That's right. In a pitiful historical move, Joe Biden will not be campaigning to a smattering of people honking in their cars in the last week before Election Tuesday.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
Well, I suppose you can't blame Joe Biden. More Trump supporters have been turning up at his rallies than his own supporters. This, as the Hunter Biden emails emerge with disturbing photos and video of Hunter doing his thing, smoking crack and fornicating with hookers. With the outside possibility of bombshell evidence dropping this week of Hunter abusing underage girls, it doesn't take much to realize that Joe must have set a fine example.
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal, every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son. But it's classic Trump. Classic Trump.
Now, text message evidence has emerged, revealing that Joe Biden knew about claims that Hunter was sexually inappropriate with a minor. The texts detail a mother accusing Hunter Biden of inappropriate contact with her child and told Joe Biden that the police would be called if Hunter came near the minor again. Joe's brother Jim sent a text to Hunter with a plan to silence the mother. The child in question is allegedly a relative of Joe and Hunter's. Apparently, a lot has been transpiring behind the scenes as Joe Biden juggles a corruption scandal, a potential child abuse cover-up, and a presidential campaign simultaneously. Is old Joe calling a lid because of his son's debacle? Or does Joe already know something we don't?
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Meanwhile, 60 Minutes and the rest of the pro-Democrat propaganda circus will struggle to keep Joe Biden's campaign of lies alive.
I can make sure every single person qualifies community college can go, and we still have a lot of money left over. That's what I mean by significant institutional changes.
The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center and others have questioned whether Joe Biden's corporate minimum tax plan would raise as much money as he estimates. After our interview, Mr. Biden's staff told us he misspoke and that the cost of free public college could be twice as much as he said.
Do you think that your tweets and your name calling are turning people off?
No, I think I wouldn't be here if I didn't have social media.
Well,
but the media is fake. And frankly, if I didn't have social media, I'd have no way of getting out my voice.
Do you know what you told me a long time ago when I asked why you keep saying fake media?
Yeah.
You said to me, I say that because I need to discredit you so that when you say negative things about me, no one will believe
you. I don't have to discredit you.
But that's what you told me.
You've discredited yourself. I'll see you in a little while. Thanks.
Yeah. Be careful.
Expect to see one presidential candidate relentlessly hitting the trail during the most important week before the most important election concerning the future of the United States. The only one that has truly faced the hypocrisy head on, Donald J. Trump. John Bowne reporting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden calls a lid on his campaign as it comes out of all his crimes, all his treason, and all the sexual, seductive fantasies of him and his family. And now Christopher Wray, covering all of it up, probably needs to be thrown into a jail cell with the Bidens. But coming up next, Patrick Halley is on the march, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news on the Biden crime family, and now the massive attempt by the Democrats to steal Texas. We knew they were coming in Pennsylvania and Florida and Michigan and Minnesota. They've been caught. Now they've been caught in Texas. That story coming up next.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low on all of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
NationalFile.com. Exclusive: Texas poll watcher testifies on 2020 voter fraud in Houston. Has photos. Texas poll watcher Raymond T. Stewart, a retired police officer, submitted a sworn affidavit Thursday that was provided to the Harris County District Attorney's Office and exclusively obtained by National File. Patrick Howley has the story and joins me from NationalFile.com now. Wow, Patrick, I'm wondering if you're sleeping these days with all the news that you're breaking at National File. So scoop us. What is going on here? We know they were trying to steal Pennsylvania and Florida. We talked about that last week. They got caught in Minnesota, so they may have to back off. But Texas, they've been caught in Texas now.
Well, I sleep with one eye open, Owen, and one of my sources on the story has had some very dangerous situations. These people play dirty. Now, what happens here is this voter fraud ring has been going on for a while. There is a number of people who have already been indicted in Gregg County. Now, by Attorney General Paxton, stemming back from 2018 when they were doing this, Harris County, they were doing this. They were caught on tape going into the nursing homes, getting the nursing home residents to sign off their ex. A nursing home resident was even denied food until he or she agreed to vote for the candidate that the nursing home was forcing them to vote for. So this has been going on, and this has been going on under the watch of a man named Dallas Jones, who was recently hired to be the Texas political director for the Joe Biden campaign. On Saturday, over a week ago, Dallas Jones disappeared. He's usually a public guy. He's usually like the mayor of Harris County. He's out there shaking hands. He disappeared. We have numerous sources saying that he was picked up by the FBI. Sources within the FBI told us that he wasn't necessarily picked up, but implied that he was interrogated voluntarily. So, you know, my FBI source says, look, when you interrogate somebody like this, you put them up in a hotel, you sequester them, and then the interrogation goes on for days. Yesterday, on Sunday, Dallas Jones was spotted for the first time in over a week at the Fountain of Praise Church in Houston. So this is the first time we've seen Dallas Jones. There are rumors that the Joe Biden campaign has technically fired him for damage control reasons. But here's what's really going on. The FBI has been investigating this. I know that for a fact. The FBI knows exactly what's going on with the fake IDs and the fraudulent voting and the fraudulent drive-through voting. They are trying to do their bare minimum to try to stop this as FBI agents while keeping it silent, while trying to not get it out into the press, while, you know, massaging the reporters there, the Democrat reporters in Houston, Texas, not to talk about it. And then we see Chris Ray coming out saying, oh, the reports of voter fraud are the Iranians. It's Iranian disinformation, sending a message to the rank and file agents. Shut up about these investigations. And if anybody talks about voter fraud, then it's Iran who's spreading that kind of misinformation. So the orders are coming down from the top, from the FBI. Shut up about this stuff, but I'm not going to.
Well, Chris Ray, at this point, to me, is involved in criminal activity. I mean, I think we gave him the benefit of the doubt that he was at worst just hapless up there and inactive. Now it looks like he's actively covering up crimes. The sexual abuse of even children by the Biden family, the illegal payouts, millions of dollars from foreign nations to the Biden family, and now this just blatant election theft that's going on in Texas. Now, here's why I've said this for a while. I've been worried about Texas going blue, A, because they move in all these people from California, and they're turning Austin, Texas into Los Angeles, bringing in Google campuses, Apple campuses, Facebook, all these other things. So they bring in these leftists, these liberal voters, and then they just do outright fraud here in Harris County and in Texas. The Travis County Republicans, the GOP, is weak. I mean, weak as a wet noodle. Thank God that we have Colonel Alan West as the head of the Texas GOP now. Otherwise, I really believe that the Democrats would get away with this theft. I really believe the Democrats thought that this was the year they would turn Texas blue. And thank God Alan West is the head of the GOP now to fight some of this on the Republican side, because the Republicans don't fight this. They let this happen. They've been letting this happen.
Absolutely right. The Republicans don't know how to fight most of the time. President Trump is the only one who has taught them how to fight, and they all get dragged along and they, you know, roll their eyes about it as though somehow it's uncouth for them to actually engage in politics. The Republican Party is going to go down in history as controlled opposition. And you're right. We've got Colonel West leading the Texas GOP, which is good. But, you know, if it wasn't for me, and if it wasn't for a couple of private investigators, former law enforcement people, a very brave poll watcher, this stuff would not be out there. The media would cover it up. The Republicans wouldn't do anything about it. So we're standing up to the entire machine. We're standing up to the entire Democrat voter fraud behemoth. And we're doing this ourselves. And thankfully, President Trump is receptive to it. I believe that Bill Stepien and the campaign manager is receptive to it. I know that they are plotting a strategy for what happens in the overtime period after Election Day. So we've got to be grateful that we have Trump as the Republican candidate, because if it was Romney or McCain or Nikki Haley or one of these other folks, they would not be fighting, they would concede on election night.
And of course, Project Veritas caught the Beto campaign involved in all kinds of criminal activity as well. Nothing was done about that. They got away with all that with absolutely no punishment. So maybe this story will be the same way, but it sounds like there's at least some interest from law enforcement. But, you know, thank God that you broke this story. Now other people are having to pick it up as well. Here's a story from Texas 2020 elections on the Texas Tribune. Voters in Harris County may continue using drive-through voting, the Taco Bell-style voting, as you call it. Texas Supreme Court rules, so, I mean, that's how they get away with the fraud. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton warns election officials against expanding curbside voting, so they're just going to do it anyway. Biden's Texas political director implicated in massive mail-in ballot harvesting scheme. And, of course, again, that was broke by you, even covered in the Tennessee Star. Politico, where Texas could actually turn blue in 2020, highlighting Harris County as one of them, because they know where the election fraud goes down. So, I mean, how can we let this happen? Mail-in ballots, Taco Bell drive-up voting? I mean, this is just, it's really just a joke. I mean, it's so obviously rampant for corruption. The fact that we even accepted this at face value is kind of sad.
Yes, it is kind of sad, and it's sad that we walk around with masks. I don't, obviously. I don't wear a mask. I refuse to wear a mask. And so, you know, what we're seeing now with the Great Reset, what we're seeing with this election fraud, this is a plan. It's been ready to go. You can look at the photo that that is out there of Dr. Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates and Bill Gates Sr. and George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller back in 2001. This club has been plotting what they're going to do in 2020, and now you can see it on the cover of either Time or Newsweek, talking about the Great Reset after the scamdemic of coronavirus. So they've had this ready to go. They've been planning to do it in 2020, and we are in the fishbowl. We're in the middle of this right now, and there's only a few sane people left. The way that the normies are now getting so emotional and hysterical about reciting these talking points, it shows that they're fearful too. They're scared. They're scared, like in any communist takeover, that they're going to be wiped out. They're going to be sent to the FEMA camps, unless they do like in North Korea at the great leader's funeral and cry and show that they're super into it. That's what's happening in the United States of America right now. It's mind control. It's sad to see. But you know what? It's dangerous to be somebody like you and me who are outside of the matrix. But that's okay. I don't care. I live a dangerous life.
Well, what is the old saying goes, I'd rather live in dangerous freedom than safe slavery. What is the exact saying?
I think I'd rather live standing than, I'd die
knees.
Standing than live on my knees. Yeah. Yeah.
I also like to live dangerously.
You know it.
But you know what's sad? I mean, the guy comes up to me, they death threat us now. I mean, we got it all on tape. I mean, how pathetic is that? I can't even get an arrest of people when it's on tape, they death threat me. It's on tape, they assault me. It's on tape, they spit on me. It happens right in front of police officers. And it's like, no interest. I have to harass and harangue APD just to move on the guy who does a death threat with me. I got his face. I got the video. I got the license plate. I got him saying it. Everything. No action. No response. So it's the same thing, though, with voter fraud, isn't it? It's like, hey, here they are committing voter fraud. Eh.
It just happened with Rudy Giuliani. He was driving down the street in New York City and mobbed, absolutely mobbed by the left and even the NYPD, which Rudy Giuliani was a hero of.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything about it. That's the guy who led us through 9/11. This country is going down if the left gets their way. It's going down.
Patrick Howley, let's continue this conversation on the other side of this break.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with Longevity. Teamg'day.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Excited it is. And I get the point here, because it's like, look, I can go out and say, I have all these rallies, I go to all these events, we get on the bullhorn, we go in the truck, and we say, support Austin police, we love the police, thank you police. We go and organize events to show support for them, Back to Blue, and all this stuff. And then I get death threatened, I get attacked, nothing. They don't have my back. I have their back, they don't have my back. Now, I get it, because you're a police officer, you're in law enforcement, you're not supposed to be political, you're not supposed to be biased. You call it right down the middle. Now, me getting a death threat, I don't know how that's political, but fine, okay, fine. Don't investigate a death threat against Owen Schroyer. But, oh, they'll shut down the state capitol, they'll shut down parks. Folks, in Austin, Texas, we've got, you know, parks that have basketball courts. They literally went and took the rims down. So, like, they're totally politicized for the Democrats, though. Totally politicized for the city council to demonize them and votes to defund them. Totally politicized to protect the Democrat mayor. But, oh, somebody that has their back, no, then they're not interested. They don't want to be considered political. I mean, I don't know what to do about that. It's such, everything is just such a clown world. Patrick Halley is with me. You know, what do you make of that dynamic? And then I want to kind of talk about Electoral College projections. But, I mean, what do you make of that dynamic, Patrick? Because it's everywhere. Like in New York, a police officer just got suspended for saying Trump 2020. In Nashville, a Trump supporter gets arrested for not having a mask on her face. A whole team of police. But in New York and L.A. and all these counties, police get ambushed. They get shot. They get harassed. They get terrorized. We have their back, and we don't get it reciprocated. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I never got too wrapped up in the huge Back to Blue kind of stuff coming from Bill O'Reilly all those years or Fox News. But I appreciate the police in terms of some of the things that they do. But right now we're in the middle of a great reset, and many of the police are operatives for the great reset. You mentioned taking down the hoops of the basketball on the basketball courts. I mean, this is what we're seeing. They are going to take everything away from us. They're going to consolidate all the wealth and the power at the top, and they are just going to humiliate us. And that's what's going on. The World Economic Forum said back in 2016, you know, in the future, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And that's really what's going on now. And so part of the Great Reset is also the Green New Deal, where they're going to knock down all the buildings in the country because they're not in line with whatever Alejandria Ocasio-Cortez says about climate change. Are they going to go around and rebuild all those buildings? No. It's a great reset. They're destroying us. They're knocking everything down. And they are literally declaring war against us. And a lot of people are too blind to see it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the great reset. Here's what it really comes down to. The global great reset, as you've been reporting on, as you said, has been planned and in the works for decades. They've been planning for this global reset for decades. Trump got in and he wants an American reset. He wants an American reset where the cities that have been so destroyed by these bad trade deals with empty factories and roads falling apart, bad infrastructure, old airplanes, old air parts. He wants the American reset. He wants money to go into the American infrastructure, new roads, new airports, skyscrapers, rebuilding and getting the manufacturing facilities back up and running. That's the American reset. Oh, but see, you can't have a world reset, a new world order reset, if America has its own reset and we still have private property. Because that's what it's all about. We have private property. We have free speech. We have guns. They have to take all of that away to bring in the new world order.
Right. That's the fundamental difference, is it's between building America or destroying America and trampling on it and stomping on it. So there's nothing the Democrats can say that can ever convince me that they actually care about America. They're trying to crush it. And it's really unfortunate that a lot of these people think that the Democrats are still, thinking about their own interests or whatever. It's just not the case. They are, they see America as the last big opposition to the New World Order. In addition to Russia, they also see Russia as a big opposition to the New World Order. And they actually think that Brazil under Bolsonaro is a problem to them. So they're spotlighting these different places around the world that they're very concerned about. But America's number one. America's their crown jewel. If they can get America destroyed this year, next year, then that will pretty much pave the way for the New World Order. And only Russia will probably be able to keep up any kind of resistance.
Yeah, Russia, the United States, and Brazil are kind of the new, anti-New World Order access of powers with very nationalistic leaders who don't want to fall into this New World Order trap, which is what it is. Now, that's why this election is so important, and I want to get Patrick Halley's take on this, guys. Let's pull up the digital Electoral College map here. So this is where, let me actually update this. I do believe Trump will win Florida now. So, guys, let's go ahead and turn Florida. Okay, yeah. What I'm worried about, though, here, put Michigan and Minnesota brown. I was nervous about New Hampshire, but then Trump had that massive rally in New Hampshire yesterday. I think Trump will win New Hampshire. But here's what I'm afraid of. We will overcome the voter fraud in Florida and Texas. But I'm worried about Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Minnesota. They may back off in Minnesota where they've been caught. But with that dirtbag Governor Whitmer and that dirtbag Governor Tom Wolf in Philadelphia with all the voter fraud, I'm afraid that they could steal those two states. Trump could still potentially win. But what do you make of that map? Do you have any differences in your analysis right now or what?
Well, we're going to have to fight really hard in the states that you mentioned, because Michigan has already announced that they're not going to announce on election night. They're going to drag the thing out. In Pennsylvania now, you have the very corrupt Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which has ruled that you don't even need to have the ballot postmarked by election day now. It can still be counted 3 days after election day. So, and by the way, the signature on the ballot, on the paper ballot, doesn't even have to match the signature on the voter registration. So it's very brazen what's going on in Pennsylvania, specifically in Philadelphia. You see those big lines in Philadelphia, all the people dancing, all the Democrats dancing in their masks. It's a tough, tough thing. I've been on to Philadelphia for a long time. You know, that stupid mail-in ballot mailbox that they have outside of Philly City Hall, they actually had to move it during the riots, during the George Floyd riots. So the whole thing is just a mess, and it's nonsense and chaos. In Pennsylvania, it is such a corrupt state. I love the people of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was so key to our win last time. The politics of Pennsylvania, it's like a third world country. It's like a banana republic. It truly is, because of the Democrats. And then you've got this authoritarian Karen, the Alpha Karen, Whitmer, up in Michigan. And so,
the Alpha Karen.
The Alpha Karen. She's the Alpha Karen. She is Karen, and she really looks demonic. If you look at her face, like, she was probably attractive a few years ago.
She's like a rubber face or something.
There's so much evil. Yeah, it's like a mask.
Yeah, she's like has a mask on her face.
Yes, and I've seen Kamala look like that, too. I may actually be demonic possession. It's possible.
Well, I don't think it's possible. I think it's very probable, very plausible. But, no, it is a weird thing. I mean, because, look, you don't want to say that everybody is something they're not. I mean, we know about Big Mike Obama, but it just makes you question all these people when they have these weird fake eyebrows and fake everything. You just never know.
Yeah, you're not sure exactly what's going on. We are sure what's going on with Creepy Joe. Creepy Joe is mentally deficient. Creepy Joe is not able to figure out what he's even talking about. And so you're going to have a guy who's in there who's not able to lead. He's not Lunch Pail Joe. He's not going to do any
moderate
policies.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the other side with Patrick Halley from National File. Creepy Uncle Joe. I mean, this guy's even creepier than we thought, folks. I mean, wow.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12. Take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Oh, it's funny. It's Joe.
Come on, man. Candy's for the kids.
Well, maybe he forgot.
Wait a minute. You look familiar. Who are you?
And that pretty much sums it up right
there. Are we going to let him get away with this?
She took everything.
That pretty much sums it up right there.
Joe Biden 2020 is really Kamala Harris 2021, and she is going to rob you blind. I mean, you got to give Joe Biden credit. I mean, that is a career criminal politician who's gotten away with, I mean, pretty much everything under the sun. Kamala Harris will try to do even more. She'll do even more just to prove she's a bigger criminal than Joe. She'll spread her political legs wide open. She'll get on her political knees and open up wide for anybody who's willing to make an offer. Just ask Willie Brown. Patrick Halley is still with us. Trump is trying to launch the American reset. The globalists want the New World Order reset. We're watching closely, folks. Here are the states to watch. Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, and Florida. Those are the big states that the Democrats are trying to steal. I'm pretty much just giving up Nevada. I think they're going to successfully steal Nevada. I don't think there's going to be much of a fight there. And I think the 6 points there, the 6 electoral college votes, are just kind of not going to come into frame here. So we're just going to let the Democrats steal Nevada. I don't believe that they will win, but I do believe they will steal it. So what do you think? Can they got caught in Minnesota with Ilhan Omar's campaign, caught in election fraud there. No arrests have been made that I'm aware of. No FBI investigation. So they got away with it, but they got caught, but they got away with it legally. You know about Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. You know about the millions and millions of mail-in ballots. You know about the corrupt governor up there in Michigan. They know that the election theft is their only hope. They know it. They see the Biden events. Nobody shows up. The Trump events, tens of thousands of people show up. But what do we do if they get away with this, Patrick? What do we do if they get away with the theft in Pennsylvania? What do we do if they get away with the theft in Michigan? What do we do if they get away with this theft and they steal this election from us? Everybody knows, even Trump, that's their only hope.
Well, first of all, think about how surreal it must be to be Willie Brown right now and see your piece, Kamala, become potentially the next president of the United States for all intents and purposes. Willie used to be the power in that relationship, and, you know, it's gone against Willie in recent years. But, you know, in terms of what happens if they actually do steal it, That's a good question, and that's something that I talk about with people all over the country every single day. Day in and day out, I talk about that. And nobody really quite knows what is going to happen yet. There's not going to be a civil war if only one side is fighting in a civil war. If the left is rampaging around and destroying people and destroying buildings and assaulting people, the conservatives generally don't do that. Conservatives generally like stable civil society, and so much of the Republican talking points among the base in recent years has been about, oh, well, you know, we love immigrants even more than Democrats, and, you know, we're less racist than they are. They're the real racists, and we love LGBTs even more. And that's all fine and good. I don't care. But, you know, that's not like a Rambo rallying cry, you know. So, you know, it's a tough thing to see. I think you're going to see a lot of Republican subversion. I think you're going to see Karl Rove over there on Fox News working against us starting on election night. I think you're going to see potentially Ronna McDaniel get activated by the globalists and her uncle to work against us. And then you've got a lot of these Republican rhino governors like Doug Roscoe, a.k.a. Doug Ducey, the governor in Arizona, who comes from an organized crime family, who doesn't even talk to the state party chairwoman, Kelly Ward. So Kelly Ward's a conservative. Doug Ducey is a total corrupt Democrat idiot who wanted to keep the state locked down forever. He's not going to be on our side. So you're going to see all of those Republicans who are really angry about Trump winning in the first place all of a sudden being subversive, activating, and going against us. It's yet again going to just be a small number of us who are going to really put up a fight for America. And I say that peacefully, a peaceful fight for America. But we're not going to surrender this country, and we're not going to allow the Democrats to take over and then have to, you know, wear masks and live under their tyranny and get whipped by these people. It's not going to happen.
Well, you know, what is the linchpin in this? Because everybody knows what is holding, say, Trump supporters, Republicans, conservatives back. Like you just said, we like being law-abiding citizens. We like living in society. We like living in civilized society. We like having businesses open. We don't like seeing stuff burned to the ground and terrorists run rampant in the street. But we don't really do anything about it. We don't really, there is no action. There's no action on a political level. There's no action on a law enforcement level. I mean, other than President Trump and a few handful of Republicans, there's pretty much nothing. There's no plan. There's no action. I mean, so what is the linchpin there? When do we the people, or how do we the people measure What is an appropriate response? What is a clear and appropriate response to everything that the Democrats are doing, from the terrorism to the fake hate crimes to the fake news to the attacks to the lawfare? I mean, when do we, the people, decide what is justified, and how do we measure doing that? Because we know the entire system has been built to go against us, including the police, the law enforcement that we support.
Well, it's fascinating. I think about this a lot. You know, Republican voters who are typically older and more successful feel plugged into the system. If they have a 401k, if they have Social Security coming to them, you know, they have led a life that has been in relative stability. Objectively speaking, historically speaking, we've not been stable in the post-war era at all. But it seems like it's stable because of television and this kind of stuff. And Fox News has always been the thought control leader for the Republicans. Fox News, starting with Bill O'Reilly, has always controlled the talking points and what people think. And Fox News is very plugged into the deep state and this idea that we need to keep the system afloat. And so when you have people like me over the last 10 years, people like Andrew Breitbart, others, Tucker Carlson even, who are starting to say, hey, this system is against us. The system is designed to crush us. The deep state's not on our side. Okay, we need to really think about changing the system or operating outside of the system. The Republicans don't want to hear that. And you begin to see that the Republican Party, the GOP itself, is extremely subverted. The NRA is supporting red flag gun confiscation laws, which is the mechanism of gun confiscation, especially against veterans. They're propping up this system, and the system is left wing. Every year we get more and more leftist, more and more radical, more and more toward the Marxist vision, the Bolshevik vision, and the Republicans aren't putting up any kind of real opposition to it, except for Donald Trump. So that's a thing where we have to really tell people, look, I understand that maybe you have $300,000 in the bank. Maybe you've led a good life. You've saved. You've paid your mortgage and all this, and you're proud of yourself, and that's fine. But the system is destroying all of us. And for those of us who are younger, who are looking at a life of potentially living in a FEMA camp, we need all of the Republican voters of all ages to come together and say there's something deeply wrong here. And then we need to start talking about, is there going to be secession on a county-by-county level? A lot of Republicans don't want to secede because they love the flag. But if the flag itself becomes subverted, can we take that flag and say, all right, no, we're going to do a different America over here? These are the questions that really need to start happening, because we either have these difficult conversations or we spend the rest of our lives in a FEMA camp and the Bill Kristol Truth and Reconciliation South Africa-style mobs come by, burn down your house, rape your family, and kill you.
And look, the left, or their liberal progressive voters, whatever you want to call them, these deranged, mentally ill leftists out on the streets, of course they're for the system because it takes everything from us and gives everything to them. They don't own private property. Most of them probably don't even have a savings account. I guarantee you they're probably all hopped up on drugs, or maybe even illegal drugs and foreign substances. But, you know, so they make all these poor decisions. They live their life this way, and then they feel they have no hope, no prospects because of their life decisions. So they just want to take everything from us and give it all to them. That's their ultimate victory. Is it not, Patrick Cowley?
That is Bolshevism, and it obviously props up the people at the very top. The same thing with the Russian Revolution. The Bolsheviks didn't really gain anything, but the Rothschilds and the bankers gained a lot from it. And, you know, we're never going to have socialism. Bloomberg's never going to give up his money. Soros is never going to give up his money and move to a one-bedroom in Brooklyn. Not that he'd even be able to afford a one-bedroom in Brooklyn. But, the globalist oligarchs are going to do just fine. But this mental illness we're seeing on the...
All right, we'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm just pulling my hair out right now. With a week to election day. Patrick, I got to admit, some days it's real easy to come on here and cover all the news and be focused and energized and everything. And some days it's just like a merry-go-round of insanity. And you know what really scares me, though? And I got some news I'm going to go over with you here. But you know what really scares me, Patrick, is that The most uninformed people, the most deranged people, the most deceived people, the most hateful people control our destiny. I mean, they literally control our destiny with their ignorant vote. They've never seen, they don't even know who Hunter Biden is. They think Kamala Harris is a queen. I mean, it's all the Hollywood propaganda, the mainstream news propaganda. They obviously own the entertainment industry. Now 50 Cent says, oh, F Donald Trump. Well, what happened, 50? Who's got blackmail on you? Do you really answer to that white bitch, Chelsea Handler? What, she offer you a BJ? I mean, so it's just like, Patrick, all their moves are black magic. That's what we're fighting is black magic and all their little minions of their black magic and their lies and deception. And these people control my fate. They're going to vote me into slavery, Patrick. I mean, what do I do? It's very sad, the effect of their wizardry, because we see it so clearly for what it is. It's wizardry, and there's nothing supernatural about it. It just happens that they own the networks, and the mainstream news networks through Operation Mockingbird have linked up with the deep state, and so they push the deep state propaganda, and we live in a propaganda matrix. I mean, America in the last few decades has been more surreal. I think if you look historically, objectively, it's more surreal what's going on than probably any country ever in the history of the world. We really are an experiment in whether or not they can totally control a population. And so the hate that you're seeing from people, that's a hatred that comes from the fact that they've been beaten down, that they don't have anything in their lives, that they're broke, that they're miserable, and they need to find somebody to blame. And the system points the finger at guys like you and me, or Rudy Giuliani, or President Trump, and says, that's the reason why you're suffering. It's him. It's the white man. It's the patriots. It's America. They're bad. It's colonialism. And, they have simultaneously tried to ruin us while also propping us up as being somehow in charge of all of this. And it is wizardry, and it's very effective because, you know, as stupid as it seems to us, you have to realize that there are a lot of stupid people, and you know, you never gain anything by overestimating the intelligence of the dumbest normies among us. The normies are our enemy. We have to say it. I'm a populist. As a populist, I want people to do well. I want people to rise into the upper middle class. I want people to have successful, peaceful, wonderful lives. We can't do that if the dumbest people among us, the people who are rolling around in their own piss on the...
And that's literally it, but they're totally disempowered. They don't even realize it. I'll make up a word here. But that's because they believe Hollywood. I mean, they actually think Hollywood has their back. They actually think these politicians have their back. They're going to sell you out faster than they can flick their wrist.
You have no idea how many young white women, millennial white women, who I have spoken to, who literally believe that the power structure of America is white supremacy, white nationalism, and that Trump is going to send the Klan and the Proud Boys around to round up all of the spirited progressives after the election. They truly believe that. And you realize that with the power of the media, they're not anchored to anything. So the crazier and more feverish the media gets, the normies just follow it along, and that's where we're at now. We're at a point where we really can't coexist with the left. We can't coexist with people who want to destroy us and kill us, who hate us with every fiber of their being, who define their entire lives around hating us. That's not healthy. We're never going to come together like grown-ups and work together in a bipartisan way. First of all, we wouldn't even want that, because the only bipartisan things that come out of Washington are things like the Iraq War or massive bailouts for the banks. Bipartisanship is over, and we need to really think about how we're going to survive. The only way to survive, I think, is to separate.
Yeah, and you know, it was actually, I guess, it was either this weekend or last week, and I can't even remember, everything's a blur, but I'm going around in the InfoWars truck, and look, I'm not trying to body shame or anything, and sometimes I do, and I regret it, but you know, it's really none of my business. If you know, if however you want to live or whatever you want to eat, it's none of my business. If you want to live unhealthy, but I'm out there, and Patrick, this morbidly obese woman, I mean, at least 300 plus, I mean, probably has her own gravitational field. And she comes up to me with a mask. And I'm like, ma'am, the mask doesn't stop COVID. This is a fake pandemic. And she's screaming at me, her huffing and puffing on and off her face. She's like, this is a real, people are dying. People are getting sick and dying and spreading. I'm like, ma'am, you know, heart disease and obesity and diabetes is actually a bigger killer than COVID. That doesn't seem to bother you. And so, but it's like, that's the madness. It's like they want to take their madness and project it onto us to make us suffer somehow. It's like, ma'am, you chose to be 350 pounds and 5'6". Not me. You chose to have diabetes. Yeah. You chose to have heart failure. You chose to be morbidly obese. I don't give a damn about your fears of COVID. I'm not afraid of COVID. There's no reason for me to be afraid of COVID. But what is she? She's a creation of the mainstream news. She's a creation of Hollywood propaganda. And she's sick. She's unhealthy. She's deranged. And I'm just like, hey, here's the reality. And she hates me for telling her the truth.
It's a three-pronged process. They demoralize you, then they empower you, and then they point toward the enemy, and the enemy is conservatives and Trump. So they demoralize you by making you morbidly obese, by giving you terrible food to eat, by poisoning the food, poisoning the air, poisoning the water, doing all the terrible things that they do, giving you this propaganda and this fake education in Marxist schools, turning you into an idiot with basically no agency over your own life. Then they empower you. They give you Oprah, and they say, it's okay that you're morbidly obese and stupid. You don't need to conform to anyone else's beauty standards or IQ standards, and 2 + 2 doesn't need to equal 4. That's just colonialist doublespeak. You're fine just the way you are, and then they cry on Oprah, and then they're empowered. I'm empowered to speak my mind. And then they say, all right, you know who's done this to you? You know who's bad? Oh, it's Rudy Giuliani. It's the Proud Boys. It's Trump. They're evil, and they're the reason why there's all these problems in the world. And so they've been beaten down and demoralized. Then they've been empowered in their demoralized state, and then they've been weaponized against the enemy, and the enemy is just sane, regular people who are effective and can actually live lives. And so it is a very fascinating way that they control people's minds from the moment that they're born until the day that they finally croak from heart failure and get marked as COVID deaths. And that's really what it is.
That is literally what it is. Everything's a COVID death now. But, you know, and here's the other thing, too, because you just said it, and the quote from Obama really highlights this. You didn't build that. Remember that quote from Obama? You didn't build that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the epitome of their belief, because, you know, when you, everybody, here's the big lie that the left doesn't tell you. Everybody goes through trials and tribulations. Everybody. And quite frankly, rich and successful people probably go through more than the average man. But see, you never learn that until you've wanted to be successful. You never learn that until you have success. You never learn that until you embark on missions that are difficult and you overcome and you make compromises. But that's life. That is life. But these people sit back and they never try to take a leap forward. They never have a mission. They never have a success story. And so they just sit here. And because of the media propaganda, and they see Kim Kardashian and with her fake boobs and butts, and they see the media with all of the fake snuff. Oh, all the rich people, they have all the money, they have all the happiness, and I'm down here, I have nothing. Folks, that's their biggest lie, is to sit here and act like the rich and famous people don't go through trials and tribulations. I'm not even building people up like Kim Kardashian. The point is, you don't think she goes through crap too? You don't think it's hard to become a billionaire? Like, I mean, but that's their thing. It's like, oh, you're rich, you're white, you didn't build that. I built that for you. You've never had any struggle in life. I have to endure all the struggle, and I'm sick of it. And it's all a lie. These people have the least amount of struggle. The only struggle is internally.
Yes, the struggle is internally. And that's right. And their own internal struggle is now being projected upon all of us. And we're being blamed for their failure. We're being blamed for their idiocy. And you realize that the useless idiots, or the useful idiots for the communists, they're useless to us. The useless idiots are the most important part of the communist takeover. It wouldn't happen without them. Because Bill Gates can't just come by and subjugate me. I don't care how much money he has. He can't just, totally take over this country by himself. He can do it by manipulating the minds of the people. And we're seeing that. It's so disappointing because I thought we were making so much progress. And then ever since the scamdemic started, it's so disappointing to see the normies go so hysterically in the other direction.
Yeah.
But you're also seeing a positive thing whereby the crazier that they get, the more righteous our people get.
That is the paradox.
Two different timelines.
Yep. Yeah. That is the paradox. Americans are waking up and getting more hardcore in freedom. The left is getting more deranged, mentally retarded, and committing to tyranny. Patrick Halley, NationalFile.com. Just incredible work as always, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I sign off for now. Gerald Celente takes over. I'll be back hosting the War Room in an hour. So tune into the InfoWars War Room in an hour. I'm going to be taking a lot of your phone calls then.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.